Today's Mass is being offered for the repose the soul of Gilbert Campos. Please remember to keep Lorraine Jane Doster in your prayers as her funeral is going on this week if it has not already transpired. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today we have the feast of St. Luke the Evangelist. It's not often that we get to celebrate a feast of the evangelists. Anybody want to guess how many times a year we get to do that? Good. There's some people who pay attention. There's four gospels. So there's four evangelists. Easy, right? Easy breezy. So we celebrate those times, those various points of the year. And Luke is the one who gives us more of the involvement of those holy followers that our Lord has, pointing out particularly the ways in which our blessed women followed Christ and ministered to his needs in so many ways. And today I want to point your attention to something that often we don't catch when we go through this particular gospel. We have it all the time, right? We focus on that beginning, which so quickly says that he anointed the 72 and sent them out. We talk about a lot of times how it says the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few. So ask the Lord the harvest to send laborers. So ask the Lord that he may send vocations, holy, holy vocations to serve his church as priests and as deacons, as religious sisters, as we have two brides of Christ with us here today. Thanks be to God. Those are all beautiful things and things worth meditating upon. And oftentimes we'll talk about the way in which we're supposed to go out and to be sent to totally rely upon God, which is the next part. And to make sure that you aren't taken down or taken away by those things which so easily mess you and I up when we think about the physical necessities of life or whether somebody is treating us the way that we think we should be treated and what we're supposed to do when we finally go there and to just get beyond that and just do the work of God. All these things are worth our meditation. We hear them often. But just one little phrase that's left in the middle that we usually don't see. He says, right there, smack dab between those things, after he says, go, the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few, before he begins to say what you're supposed to take and not take, he says, go on your way. Three words. I did a Biden right there. It's 40 words. Four words. Go on your way. Go on your way. In those four words, what he says to you and I is, the question, well, if we're supposed to go on our way, well, what is our way? What is the way of the Christian? What's the way of the Catholic? What is the way that our Lord says, you go in this direction and make sure you maintain it? For us as Christians, the first task that we have within the world is to surrender to the very presence of Christ, to his call within our lives, to practice that surrender to him, which began for you and I the very first moment when we took our steps of faith, which is where? In holy baptism. That's the way. The way is nothing other than that. We're supposed to surrender the whole of our being, the whole of our lives to Christ himself, to his will. And that will be a change within our lives involving this way in which we reevaluate and revalue everything that goes on within our lives in light of our baptism. And the way in which we live our life, when he says go out, go on your way, it's not an escapism where we're just passing through this world and can't wait to get out because finally we can leave all those problems behind, even though that's the holy detachment that we should have within our lives in a different sense. But the way that God has called us onto is not a mere escapism. There's particular good which our Lord desires. The church, God planted the church inside the world for a reason. He didn't plant it merely mystically in some other world. He planted it firmly within the world in which you and I engage right now in the problems and the difficulties and the hardships that are here. And it's at the heart of the world that God has placed us there. In fact, in order to save the world, the church actually has to become at the very heart of the world. And so when you and I are called to go on our way, it means that we're called to go the way in which the Lord is continually bringing us to suffer in this life and to embrace the things that he puts there before us so that the way that we begin to walk is a way that becomes all the more attractive to those who can leave behind the trappings of this world and follow more on those things which do not take on corruption. The Lord has set aside for you and I some definite good to accomplish. Not just in some mystical sense that someday we're going to have to figure that out what it is. There's a greater sense of what our vocation is. But the particular sense of our vocation is the particular way in which we are today. The various things that we have to do, the people that we are blessed to be able to interact with, particularly those who oppose us and feel as though they are heavy crosses for us to bear, whether it's their fault or a weakness within our own selves. And in that way, to bring Christ into that situation. Examine the things that you've done already today. If you're like me, you can already look back here half the day over and see there's a number of things that wish I could do over again. She could restart and have a better attitude, have a better perspective in going forward, even through those things. Well, we have more left to do today. How am I going to react in light of the way that God is calling me to go forward in view of that? How is some way that I can more actively bring the presence of Christ and the recognition of the dignity and the goodness of others into the way I foresee the path ahead of me? The Lord says, go on your way, which means to go on the way of Christ, to go and bring Christ with you, and to not delay. The Lord has indeed called laborers into his harvest. And yes, we need way more priests. And behind them, we need so many religious sisters offering their lives so that that active work of sacramental mystery can begin to have an effect. He's called you and I to do the same. There are needs here within our parish and our community. In your time in prayer, spend some time in openness to God. Do the things that God has placed before you and then ask, with what more than I have left, Lord, is there something more active that you're calling me to be a more generous gift to those things which are before? This is the way that the Lord calls in baptism, not merely to pass through this world, but to make sure that Christ's church is planted all the more firmly in the center, that it may be the chief instrument of salvation, which God has called it to be in the world, and particularly here within our community. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.